Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, Apple is widely expected to bifurcate the launch of the iPhone 18 lineup. Sources, including Ming-Chi Kuo, Bloomberg, and The Information, have reported that the iPhone 18 Pro and iPhone Fold will launch later this year, followed by the base model iPhone 18 next spring. A new supply chain report this week corroborates that timeline. The report says Apple has at least five new iPhone models in the works. Three of those are expected to launch in the second half of 2026, including the iPhone 18 Pro, iPhone 18 Pro Max, and iPhone Fold. Then, the standard iPhone 18 will follow in the first half of 2027. A new iPhone Air is also in the works, but the report says it's not yet clear when shipments of that device will start, but they're not expected this year. The report also outlines Apple's motivation behind this timeline shift. Splitting up the iPhone launch will help Apple optimize its supply chain so it can prioritize its most expensive phones first. From a marketing perspective, Apple will also have more flexibility and promoting the iPhone 18 and iPhone 18 Pro at their respective launches instead of cramming it together all at once. The story also says that Apple will soon host its regular meeting with supply chain partners at Apple Park. This year, in comparison to prior years, that event has been expanded to include more component makers and materials suppliers so Apple can ensure supply chain continuity for the whole year. So to recap, 2026 and 2027 will be different years for the iPhone, but we're still expecting plenty of new announcements from Apple. Next up today, Apple's long-awaited Studio Display refresh might be happening sooner rather than later. As noted by Bloomberg, shipping times for Apple's Studio Display are slipping into late February and early March in some configurations. This primarily applies to the entry-level Apple Studio Display, which is in short supply both online and in-store. Generally, dwindling supply of a current-generation Apple product is as good an indication as any that a new version is coming. Bloomberg also reiterates its prior reporting that the Studio Display refresh is slated for a launch in the first half of 2026, so sometime in the next 3 or 4 months. This is just the latest piece of evidence to suggest an imminent Studio Display refresh. An unreleased Apple external display was also spotted in regulatory filings last month. In December, a rumor suggested that the new Studio Display will have three key changes. First, it will reportedly have an A19 chip inside, an upgrade from the current A13 Bionic chip. The panel will be a ProMotion panel with a 120 Hz refresh rate. There will also reportedly be support for HDR. The current Studio Display uses a 60 Hz panel and does not support HDR at all. This would mark a major update to Apple Studio Display, which has been languishing on the market since 2022 when it launched alongside the Mac Studio. And it would make perfect sense to launch this new Studio Display alongside the M5 Pro and M5 Max MacBook Pros, which are expected to debut imminently. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean, powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or using the camera, and it turns what you're thinking into actionable tasks right away. Lists and Stuff are built like completable projects, so that trip you want to plan or the business you want to start can actually start to take form step by step. Download Stuff today for free at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. And to enjoy everything Stuff has to offer, get 50% off your first year of extra Stuff with code 9to5 at checkout. Get Stuff done and start enjoying your to-do lists again. My thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. Next up today, Apple CEO Tim Cook declined to comment on repeated questions during last week's earnings call about how the company is planning to respond to rising memory costs. The decision on whether to absorb rising costs or pass them on to customers in the form of higher prices is not going to be an easy one, and a look at the numbers makes it clear why Cook was unwilling to rule out that latter possibility. More than one analyst on the call asked how Apple was going to respond to the significant increase in the cost of memory chips. Cook, of course, specializes in vague answers to questions about Apple's future plans, but if Apple had ruled out prices for this year's new models, he'd likely have wanted to say so. Apple is famous for protecting its high profit margins and is usually able to use its market dominance to force suppliers to give it extremely competitive pricing for all of its components. However, the boom in artificial intelligence is creating unprecedented demand for both RAM and flash storage chips for use in AI servers. This means that not even Apple is able to avoid paying more. The Wall Street Journal, in a new report, says that these cost increases are likely to be dramatic. One analyst cited in the report says that Apple could pay $57 more for the two types of memory that go into the iPhone 18 compared to the iPhone 17. Given that the iPhone 17 starts at $799, a $57 increase in memory costs is a very significant proportion of the overall manufacturing cost. It remains to be seen how Apple will handle this predicament, but it's one thing that Tim Cook does best. Even though Apple might not have the supply chain dominance that it once did, it's still in a stronger position than most other companies and can probably work its suppliers to its own terms. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.